The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. The Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association are calling for measures to be implemented to counter the mounting cases of dog attacks on livestock. The body are meeting with the Oireachtas Committee on Agriculture this week, and joining me to discuss it is their president, Jonjo Fitzgerald. Jonjo, good morning.
Good morning to you, Anton, and thanks for having me on.
It is a pleasure to have you on. Give us a sense of the kind of attacks that you are seeing on livestock and the kind of increasing numbers that you're seeing.
Well, I give you figures there that are based on the 2023 figures from the Department of Housing. And you must remember that these are the official figures, not other figures. 730 animals were attacked by dogs, including 450 sheep and more than 230 cattle. Now, of those figures, 420 animals were either maimed or killed, at least 364 sheep, 11 cattle and 45 birds were maimed or put down or, you know, that were destroyed. So, and on top of that, then you have to take it as well. Livestock are worrying figures, dogs worrying animals, I suppose. 276 figures for those, you know, for dogs worrying, just worrying animals alone.
Worrying as a term has the feel of something that isn't that significant, but it can be hugely damaging for the animals involved, can't it?
You can take a ewe there, or a sheep that's heavily pregnant, and if she sees a dog that she doesn't know come into a field, and might be a small dog, like a Jack Russell or even smaller, it worries them, and it creates a scenario where they could actually abort their lamb. That's how significant this is. So, and on top of that thing, like when you have worried sheep there and stuff like that, and especially if you have a flock of them there, a flock of 50 sheep inside in the field, and you have a strange dog that'll come in there, over half of those sheep could abort the lambs within a couple of days. So that's how serious it is. And on top of that, then Anton, you look at it there. I have a book of evidence put together now for the next day. There's over 50 pages of it. It's been compiled with the last 2 years, 2.5 years, of vicious images of savage dog attacks on farm animals. This is between sheep, cows, calves, and anything else. So, like, it is absolutely atrocious what's going on. And what's worrying for us, Anton, is I've been on the dog case now with the last four years here, highlighting it. No minister or no government seems to want to deal with it. And that's more worrying for us than anything else.
What's the psychological and economic consequence for the farmers involved?
Well, the psychological effect, I'll give you an example there. I won't name the farmer that I was dealing with in North Kerry there just before Christmas. I met him on the 8th of December. He had about 25 sheep killed himself or maimed. His neighbour had the same thing. And he was getting up in the middle of the night for about a month or 6 weeks after that, two or three times a night, when he'd hear a dog barking outside, he'd run out, he had the gun with him. When he got up in the morning, that man was absolutely, you know, devastated mentally, you know, mentally drained. It's absolutely atrocious. But when you take the likes of us there, it's like dog owners that love their animals and stuff. You take a farmer there that has reared these from birth, and to see them to open the field and see these animals that he cares for torn to bits, it's absolutely shocking, you know. And we need a change of attitude, Anton, on this. And that's why, look, it's coming to a head this Wednesday now in the Oireachtas Committee, Agriculture Oireachtas Committee, and all farming organisations will be in there. And hopefully, look, we're all singing from the same hymn sheet. We all want to see this dealt with. But on top of that, Anton, people in towns and cities, urban areas, wants to see this dealt with as well, because it is affecting all society.
So what is it that dog owners are doing? Is it that people are walking the dog and letting them roam free? Is it that they're letting them out at night? What level of negligence causes this?
Partly, a lot of it is, we can see in the west coast of Ireland here, as we have a lot of holiday homes there, and there's a lot of people that come in, bank holidays, weekends and stuff, that bring their dogs with them, and they think when they come into these places that you can leave your dog run off freely. And to give you an example of how vicious this was now, you take a guy down in South Kerry there, an elderly gentleman and his wife. he had between 100 ewes and lambs driven off the cliffs into the sea by marauding dogs that had come out of holiday homes. But on top of that, then you go into towns and cities, there's dogs coming out of towns and cities, especially close to semi-urban places there, they're coming out of those places, running along the countryside roads and stuff, and attacking sheep and dogs. But on top of that, we can blame all those as well. There is farm dogs out there that the farmers are not tying up as well, Anton. And, you know, they need to take responsibility to what's happening.
And these are not necessarily aggressive or fighting breeds. These can be what would appear to be, in other circumstances, benign, friendly family pets.
Absolutely. And if you get one of those that travels down the road, or even two of them, and meets up with a couple of more dogs, you know, they hunt in as if they're in a pack. That's in their nature. From a small dog right up to a big vicious dog, it's in their nature. That's what they do. And look, people need to realise that when you own a dog, there's a certain amount of responsibility that you need to take, because I suppose a dog is a lethal weapon in the wrong hands. It's just like a drunk driver driving down the street with a car, and it's the same consequences.
Now, you're going to be in front of the Oireachtas Committee. Your organisation is going to be in front of the Oireachtas Committee on Agriculture this week, and you're going to be looking for a solution. Solution like what?
The best solution for all this, Anton, is we need a national database that the dog licence, the microchipping, and something new that we've been pushing there for the last year, we need a DNA sample off of every dog in this country. And the reason we're asking for a DNA sample, that'll create traceability and accountability. And from a farmer's point of view, when he gets to the field and his animals are killed, maimed, the dogs are gone, we cannot trace them. But the cuts and tears on those animals, we can test the saliva, go back to our national database, and then we can hold the dog owner responsible. It can be traced. It is proven. And what we're looking for as well from the government on the DNA sampling is that they would cover the cost of this, set a time frame that this will be done. It will be free of charge. After that, then a cut-off point, and give it 2 months leeway, and after that, then treat it like an uninsured car. And if you do that, you know, we'll hold people responsible, and people will start acting responsible.
Well, now, on that, John, I mean, that sounds wonderful in theory, but anybody who goes out and walks an animal on a regular basis will know they'll regularly pass breeds that are meant to be muzzled, no muzzle. They'll regularly pass dogs that are meant to be on the lead, no lead. If we are incapable of enforcing the obvious and simple like that, what makes you believe we'll be able to enforce something complicated and expensive like a DNA database?
Well, I suppose another thing there that we're looking for, Anton, on this is we want roaming patrols in tourist hotspots. But as well as that, we need a massive increase in dog wardens. And if that happens, and the reason we're looking for the roaming patrols, especially in tourist hotspots, is that you would have members of the dog warden groups there turning up, and hopefully some people out of the NPWS, especially on trails and stuff and on hills, because, look, that's part of their thing as well, and backed up by one member of the Garda Síochána. They wouldn't have to be every place, every weekend. They'd, you know, on the spot here and there, and they would have the powers to hand out fines, Anton, and for those that persist afterwards, you know, that they would be dealt with through the courts. And as well as that, Anton, on that, if that happens and we can get all in society on board with this, and we need to get the judiciary as well on board with this, because from what I'm hearing at the moment and speaking to a retired dog warden, he's gone through court cases and nearly lost all his court cases because the judge felt sorry for the guy that was in with the dog. Now, they need to step up to the mark as well. They need to deliver for us in this. And if this happens, I know it'll take an awful lot of effort from government and from society to get this over the line. But in the future, hopefully, we can educate the young kids now in the schools, what you call it there. Agri kids and Niamh Monaghan are doing great work. They're taking it upon themselves. They will go around to all the primary schools, secondary schools, and, you know, educate the youth. And hopefully, in years to come, when we have these young people that will be well educated on how to handle a dog and the responsibility of a dog, that we'll have a better society in the future.
John Joe, thank you very much. John Joe Fitzgerald, who is president there of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.